Fasten your Bugs Bunny ears. What, you don't have a pair for Easter church service? Because here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst wants to talk carrots. So, Kathy, watch what I'm going to do here. What's up?
Hi there. Yeah, they are a great source of energy. They're actually great for almost anything from soup to nuts, and we're going to get into that.
Wait, did you miss my Bugs Bunny reference? What's up?
I forgot to laugh. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Wasn't it? Anyway, so is it still carrot season? I'm seeing them at farmers markets, so I assume.
Very much carrot season. Yeah. This is the time of year when they are still underground, and they are getting sweeter and sweeter. In fact, right now is when they're harvested and kept through the winter, and they are just prime. And I would say farmers markets is a great place to look for carrots and also to look for different varieties.
Well, do the different colors that we see now, you know, white and purple, do they have a different flavor?
They do, but it's very subtle. Purple carrots are slightly peppery. They're also sweet. They're great in pickles. Red carrots have an antioxidant that makes them red. They're great in soups and salads. There's white ones, golden yellow ones. The story goes that carrots used to all be these other colors, and in the 17th century, Dutch farmers cultivated orange carrots as a tribute to William of Orange, who led the struggle for Dutch. So orange carrots are a fairly new phenomenon.
Well, I'm so sorry. I apologize for the Dutch in my background. Well, let's start with your soup recipe, because it's just getting to be that time of year in parts of the country. You have one, carrots and a lot of ginger.
Yes, this is one of my absolute favorite soups. Carrots and ginger are good friends. Mm. This is a soup where you roast big chunks of carrot and some red onions, a little bit of olive oil till they're just tender and slightly smoky. And while that mixture is roasting, you simmer some fresh ginger in vegetable broth. Mm. You then make, this is the really interesting part, a cup of ginger tea. You either have the tea or you put a knob of fresh ginger into boiling water. And you use that ginger tea to deglaze that roasting pan. Mm. The whole thing gets simmered up and pureed. And then you can even grate raw ginger on top. And oh, boy, if you have a sore throat or as the wet, colder weather comes, perfect, perfect food.
Deglaze, by the way, is a fancy word for you put some liquid in there and get all the nice chunks of stuff off the bottom of the pan.
Accurate. Yes.
That sounds great. We're going to have everything at herenow.org. A carrot pancake recipe.
Yeah, this is a super fun recipe. This is a savory pancake. You grate carrots. You use Greek yogurt. It's got flour and baking powder, but it comes together in 5-10 minutes. And then I like to add some Middle Eastern spices, ground cumin and za'atar, which is a blend of thyme, oregano, sumac, and sesame seeds that you can find online or in grocery stores. And then you serve these pancakes with Greek yogurt, chopped parsley, really anything you want. And you can have them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Yeah, it could be dinner. I'm going to bring in the well-known chef and who happens to be my partner today, Tanya Mosley.
Tanya, now that's funny.
I just always in the kitchen. but because we're going to be talking about something that everybody has questions about, it's carrot cake, which my carrot cake, Tanya, is a lot of cream cheese with a little carrot on it. I mean, talk about that, Kathy. It doesn't have to be that kind of a log of cream cheese.
No, this is maybe, I hesitate to use the word healthy, but it really is. This is a tea cake. So you make it in a bread loaf pan, and it is so easy. You mix up grated apple, grated carrots, cinnamon, ginger, allspice, raisins, and walnuts. You bake it in the loaf pan, no cream cheese. In fact, no butter at all. And then I just sprinkle confectioner's sugar on it. But if you want to get fancy, this is so much fun. You take a peeler down a big carrot and make some strips off your carrot, working from the top to the bottom. And then you boil sugar and water and throw those carrot strips in, and you get these gorgeous candied carrot strips that look so fancy, like you are the baker of bakers. And you put that over your finished.
Yeah.
Tanya, do it with your kids. It is fun. And boy,
I feel like
does
I have to do it with the kids not in the kitchen, because we're like on the deceptively delicious train where they'll eat it if they don't know it's a vegetable.
Right.
So I like this idea.
You want to hide the carrot. Well, I say let it shine, and then they'll realize, wow, I think I love carrots.
Okay, I think that's a great plan. And by the way you described that carrot cake, that's exactly how Tanya Mosley does it with the tea cake.
She does now.
But also, Tanya, right. I mean, you make a point. Getting kids to eat carrots, what a great way, with many of the things we've mentioned here, maybe steam them up a little honey on them or something. Do something mm-hmm. different. Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, will have all of Kathy's carrot recipes at hereandnow.org. Thanks as always.
Thank you both.
And Tanya, I see you with the shaver. You know, what are those things called? A peeler, just peeling
down
the carrots.
There you go, with all the different color carrots. I love it.
There you go.